James, good morning.
Good morning.
I saw a report that you put together, and its focus is that state pension underfunding liability jumps to $6.6 billion, which confirms the need for reform. Talk about this report.
Well, actually, it didn't jump to $6.6 billion. It jumped by $6.6 billion. There is currently a $21.7 billion gap. And that's over $2,000, or I think $20,000 per person in Michigan right now, between what the government has set aside to pay for pensions and what pensions have been earned by that system. Michigan has two large underfunded pension systems, one for state employees and one for school employees. And these things are absolutely enormous. If every retiree from these systems lived in Michigan, you know, we've got people that moved to Florida and Arizona and other places that don't have, you know, seemingly 6 months of winter. But if they all lived in Michigan, these two plans would cover about one out of every 10 Michiganders. So they're enormous, and the state government just hasn't set aside enough money to pay for the benefits earned.
So your report says that the latest actual reports show a $21.7 billion gap between how much the state has set aside to cover its pension promises and the amount it likely will need to fulfill them.
Exactly. And, they've done a couple of... The legislature has done a couple of things to try and make sure that these gaps apparently stay high. I mean, every dollar, keeping a well-funded pension system doesn't have a very high political rate of return. I mean, you can put a dollar in the pension system where you could spend it on 100 other things that will have, you know, bigger PR value for you. And so the government does a couple of little shady things to make sure that, or to allow them to spend money in other places than funding the pension system. For instance, they assume that they're going to get an 8% return on their investments, and that just hasn't been the case in the last 13 years. It's only averaged about 5.5%. They've offered early retirement incentives, which just increases your liability. And frankly, every year their actuaries tell them what to put in, and they kind of calculate what they should have put in, and the state government just hasn't been putting in enough money. Even under their generous assumptions.
You write, next year school districts may have to kick in more than 12.5% for every covered employee's pay just to make up for the shortfall.
Exactly. And this is evidence that this thing is a Ponzi scheme. Most of the money being used to fund the pension system doesn't go to current people earning their benefits, but it goes to people that have already retired in this state. When you add in retiree health care, it pushes those numbers for school districts up to 25%, only 2 percentage points of which go to fund, you know, those current teachers working in the classroom.
You also write that in the past decade, the state missed its catch-up payments by more than $1.5 billion, which added to the problem.
Exactly. We have to pay down these unfunded liabilities. That $21.7 billion gap is going to be paid off in increments over the next 27 years. And so they go to the actuaries and they go say, okay, under all of our assumptions, how much do we need to put in this thing to make sure that they're paid off in the next 27 years? And they come back with a figure. Well, the state hasn't been putting in that figure.
James, I'm not an expert on this, obviously, but you may not have the answer to this, but when this was put together, didn't the people putting it together say, wow, we're putting a lot of burden on the future?
I don't think they said that implicitly, but the fact of the matter is when you allow state politicians to get to claim credit without putting money for it, they've got an incentive to do that. I mean, there are millions of people asking for state government assistance, these retirees being one of which. But you can kick the can down the road in pension systems in ways that you can't do on a lot of other spending. which is why we recommend the state converts over to a defined contribution retirement system, just like the private sector's got.
And as we let you go, James, we knew, the legislation knew, that this was something they were going to have to deal with. Do you think they will take this up as soon as the fall?
Well, they are certainly going to look at it. The state legislature, as part of the budget process, set aside $133 million to try and reform pension benefits in the state. So certainly they're going to look at it for the school side. On the state side, some of those problems will eventually be fixed. In 1997, the governor closed the pension system to new members, and so we've gradually seen the liabilities from that go down. In fact, they keep going up because the market keeps going down, and the state still has bad assumptions that develop these unfunded liabilities. But there are fewer members in the system. And in fact, we calculated that the state saved $2.3 to $4.3 billion in unfunded liability from making that switch in 1997.
James Holman is the Assistant Director for Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks so much, James. We'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you.